This is Darren Kuhn with the Masculine Journey podcast, where we search the ancient paths to find ways that God brings light into a dark world and helps set men free from the struggles that we all face on a day-to-day basis. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Nupkita Koloff here, questions and answers, Q&A with Koloff, the devil's nightmare.
Hello?
Lance.
Yes.
Nupkita Koloff, welcome to Q&A, questions and answers with Nupkita. How are you today, Lance?
I'm very well, thank you.
Well, thank you for submitting your questions, and thank you for making yourself available to chat for a few minutes this afternoon. And hey, let me ask you a question right out of the gate. Lovely Lance Lumley, huh? There's a story behind that, Lance. What's the lovely? Enlighten me.
Sure. Jim Cornette, the famous manager, I've sent him several questions many times on his show, and he's mentioned my name, and he thought that Lance Lumley would have been a perfect manager's name, especially in the 70s with the Valiant Brothers. Handsome Jimmy.
Yeah.
Before he was the Boogie Woogie Man.
Jimmy right. Valiant. Right.
And so he said you had Handsome Jimmy, Luscious Johnny. So you needed Lovely Lance.
Lovely Lance Lumley, the manager.
Yeah, so I said, that's so great. I had to snatch it up and use it. So
that is awesome. What a great story. That's awesome.
So you can thank Jim Cornette for that, although I hope he's not asking for royalties because I have none.
Well, it's Jim. You never know. No, I'm kidding. I like Cornette. And he is, and I will say for the record, on a serious note, he is one of the most creative guys. I mean, I know. I mean, he has a mind for the business, and he was more than a manager. He really had a mind for the business. So kudos to Jim Cornette, and kudos to you, lovely Lance.
Well, thank you.
That's awesome. Oh, wow. Well, you know, I'm looking at the questions you had submitted here, and you had two main questions, which is perfect for the show. And so I appreciate. Let's just jump in. I'm gonna start with number one, where you said being a heel in the Crockett territory in 1985. Did you have any interactions with Buddy Landell? And of course, you talk about some of the rumors, you know, that floated around. And I can certainly say, yes, I did have. In fact, I wrestled Buddy. I don't know how many times. I wrestled so many matches. I hard to remember most of them, but I do remember wrestling Buddy. And I would say this: Buddy was a very colorful guy. How's that sound? I know you're asking, you know, and I don't know about, you know, your question was, what, you know, was he fired at a TV taping? I honestly don't know that. So, you know, you're asking, was I there the day or was there any truth to that? I don't know. I don't know whether he was or wasn't. I certainly could see how he could be fired because of how colorful Buddy Landell was. In fact, I'll share one story that comes to mind. You know, there were times when we would travel with different guys, right? Early on in my career, I'm traveling with Uncle Livin and Don Kernodle. Eventually, it's Uncle Livin, Crusher Khrushchev, and I. We would travel kind of exclusively together, right? After a while, guys, at one point, it was Road Warrior Animal, Sting, Lex Luger, the total package, and myself in a car that would kind of exclusively travel sometimes together. We'd rent a big Cadillac or, you know, comfortable car and just drive from town to town. And so I was riding to a town one time with Buddy Landell, And I'm telling you, all these years later, I still have this memory. Just to that's the impact he left on me. And you know those guys who zip in and out of cars? I mean, you know, they weave in and out of traffic.
Yes.
Well, he was known to drive fast and essentially scare you half to death. I mean, it was white knuckle on the dashboard and, you know, hold on, you make sure you got your seatbelt buckled. Because he was, I might even go as far as say he was a bit of a reckless driver. I would be curious to know how many cars he actually wrecked in his day, because I'm guessing it was more than one, okay? But on this particular day, for whatever reason, I don't know what even got us in the conversation, but we're traveling, and I don't even remember where we're going. I do remember that we're going through Charlotte, and the next thing I know, he pulls this gun out from underneath his seat. And he's packing, you know, and this is like kind of the days before, I think, like, you know, that was, I don't even know that it was legal. Let's just put it that way. But it caught my attention, which is why I remembered all these days later, all these years later. I don't even remember why he pulled. I don't know. We just got in a discussion about fans attacking you or something or whatever. And I think he's like, well, I got something, you know, he pulls out that. Whatever it was, you know, the 44 Magnum, you know, I'm not a gun guy, so, but it was big. I just remember this. It was a big gun. And I'm like, dude, put that away. Somebody's going to see, you know, he's flashing it all around the car. And he's driving, by the way. He's behind the wheel. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I think that was probably the last time I rode with Buddy Landell. It was at that point that I realized, I don't think this guy's elevator goes all the way to the top here. I think he might be missing a screw or two or a brick or two short of the full load, right? As some of those expressions go. So there's my one Buddy Landell story, right? One of my better Buddy Landell stories, right? So, but so anyway, so, you know, to your question about Buddy, and again, he potentially could have got fired, whether it was a TV taping or not, who knows? But he certainly had, as I said, a very colorful reputation. So,
which made him a good wrestler.
it did. I mean, he was very flashy in the ring, and could really draw the ire of the crowds. And you know, I don't know if he was ever on the good side of the tracks. You know, if he was ever a good guy or not. I think most of the time he worked as heel, but nevertheless, he not only got under the skin of fans, he got under the skin of some of the guys he wrestled with too. So, and obviously, or apparently promoters, right? So anyway, so that's the Buddy Landell story. Your other question number two, had to do with the Bible. And you said, what is your go-to book in the Bible or part of the Bible? And when you just need to open the Bible, where do you start reading? Essentially, some great questions, Lance, like for real. I spent about 8 years in the book of Proverbs daily. Now, that doesn't mean I didn't read other parts of the Bible. But what I would do is, because there's just so much, it's just so chock full of wisdom, right? Like if he who lacks wisdom, I mean, if you lack wisdom out there for the listener, I mean, the Bible's chock full of wisdom. Wisdom, knowledge, understanding. You can gain revelation and discernment from the Bible, and the Holy Spirit's going to open your eyes to all that. But as far as just pure wisdom and knowing how to navigate your life, the book of Proverbs, I mean, it's got everything in there. I mean, from somebody out in the marketplace who's a business guy on how to handle business to how to handle relationships to, you know, have a, if you want to say a healthy fear of God, you know, that's the foundation of all wisdom is the fear of God. And by that, we mean just a reverence, an awe, and a respect for the creator of the universe. So when I say fear of God, that's what I mean by that. And so Proverbs is a great one to go to for wisdom. Of course, the Psalms. If you want encouragement, now not every psalm is encouraging, but man, if you just want encouragement, man, the book of Psalms. In fact, I did two CDs, Lance, one called Adoration and another called Declaration, where I took for adoration, meaning learning to adore, how to lift up adoration to him. And I took, I went through all through the Psalms, and I put these down in different tracks and put a little music behind it, and just speaking the word of God that somebody can pop into their car, listen to all the time on their commute to work or back or in their house. And then declaration, I just took a variety of scriptures to teach people how to take God's word and declare it over their life. And both those CDs, by the way, whether yourself or any of our listeners out there, if you're ever interested in getting your hands on those CDs, just shoot me an email, koloffforchrist@gmail.com, koloffforchrist@gmail.com, and I can get those CDs in your hands. And the feedback I've gotten, Lance, have been incredible, a blessing from those who've listened to those CDs. But Proverbs and Psalms are two main books to dive into. And I host a men's Bible study. We started in the book of Matthew, and we're just kind of systematically going through it, kind of scripture by scripture, chapter by chapter, and got a great group of guys together. And that's another way to just grow in your relationship with the Lord and your knowledge of God is to be plugged into it, to a Bible study. So is that helpful?
Yes, very much. I actually, last several months, I've been studying the Proverbs as well.
Good, good.
Especially
and, yeah.
When you mentioned relationships.
Yes.
And, you know, I've emailed you several times on dealings with certain relationships that are not quite what God wants you to have. So,
yes, yes.
I've been studying, usually, I think it was chapter 4, where it mentions about focusing ahead and not looking to the right and left.
Yep, yep, absolutely. And one last thought, Lance, before I cut you loose here, is, and for all the listeners, here's a simple way to read the Proverbs. Here's what I did for 8 years. So today is January 7th, right? So
yes.
Take the 7th chapter of Proverbs, and it's not about, you know, trying to memorize every single chapter, every single verse in chapter 7, but just read through chapter 7. Tomorrow's the 8th. Read through chapter 8. You know, and there's 31 chapters, and there's 31 days in most months, and you can work your way through Proverbs in a month just by starting in chapter 1 on the first day of the month, chapter 31 on the 31st day of the month, and just systematically do that. I like to say repetition is the first law of learning. And so if you just consistently do that every day, and it doesn't take long, just read a chapter of Proverbs, read a chapter of Proverbs. And man, the wisdom over the course of time that you'll gain from that will be amazing. So, okay?
Awesome. Awesome.
Well, real quick, last question. Columbiana, Ohio. Where is that?
Columbiana, Ohio is about half hour from Youngstown, south of Youngstown.
Okay.
We are maybe an hour and a half from Pittsburgh and an hour and a half from Cleveland, but Youngstown is usually the biggest, most well-known part of
gotcha.
The town.
But, yeah, gotcha.
But last year, Columbiana, Ohio was in Reader's Digest as one of the friendliest towns in America. So,
well, gosh, I need to come there. Lance, get me in your church. I need to come there then. If if it's one of the friendliest, that's right up my alley. So, well, that's hey, and maybe who knows? Maybe I will get to your town, or maybe one day I will get to your church and be able to just meet you face to face, Lance.
Sure thing. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for your show.
Appreciate it. So you follow the podcast?
I absolutely do. And I've told you before that when I was a kid, I started reading the wrestling magazines. And the first magazine I got was Pro Wrestling Illustrated, covering the Great American Bash 85. Mm. Had you on the cover. Pro Wrestling magazines helped me with reading,
yeah.
My geography. And so it wasn't just a sport for me. It gave me some life lessons.
Hey, that is what a great story. So Pro Wrestling, the magazine. I'll have to tell Bill after that. He was one of the main guys there. I'll have to tell him. So it helped you with geography, helped you with reading, and life lessons.
Correct.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, Lance, do me a favor, help spread the word for It's Time to Man Up and this new show, Questions and Answers, and appreciate all of your support. And I look forward to one day, Lance. Well, I look forward to meeting the lovely Lance Lumley one day.
Me too. Thank you very much.
All right, have a great day, Lance. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
God bless.
This is the Truth Network.